It's WMFO Medford, 11 a.m. Toss Freeform Radio right here. Mike on the mic here, finishing up something about the women's coming up with Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Mike.
And we'll talk to you in just a second.
Okay, I'll just sit over here politely.
So we just heard a couple from Tyler Morris's latest called Next in Line. You know, if we didn't have the speakers turned up, our headphones are on, and we're just like, you know, grooving to that. And I always find it interesting to look at the artists themselves as the music is playing. You know, and you're playing the desk and everything. And you got to be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, definitely. You're singing along, background vocals.
Right.
I love the end product of this album.
That's great.
More than I've ever loved anything I've done before. So
yeah, see, that's what you want. You know, I'm very glad to hear that. So we heard Thunder, your favorite song, the first one, and Tis Ain't No Fun. Anything quick you want to talk about with those two?
Yeah, This Ain't No Fun and Down My Luck are really, I found fan favorites live.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd just goes crazy when we play those songs. And I think it's because they're really groove, riff-oriented songs, and everyone seems to dig that.
And that audience feedback must mean everything to you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we look at the reviews and everything, and when people don't hear a song that they want to hear, we add into the set and vice versa.
Okay, so you were just talking about something really cool that you want to mention before we go. Had to do with Marshall amps and shipping these things. Talk about that a little bit.
So February 16th, this is the first time I'm announcing it. Tyler Morris's Eruption Van Halen Experience is going to be playing at the Region. For the 40th anniversary.
The Regent in Arlington.
Mm. Yeah. The Regent Theater in Arlington, yes. And February 16th. And we're doing Van Halen 1 and Van Halen 2.
Live.
Live back to back. We're doing it like Van Halen would do it in the 70s.
Are you going to dress the part too? Like bell bottoms?
We're going to dress the part,
please.
Parachute pants, everything. And, you know, I just got off the phone yesterday with Marshall, and they're providing the whole back line for the show.
That's not a guy, that's the company, Marshall.
Yeah, the company Marshall, right. Amps in England. And I also will be having all the Van Halen guitars there. I have a touring stack that Eddie used on tour in '95 that I'm using it. So we're dressing the part, we're doing everything. And it's me, Jesse Williams, Craig Rodding, and Mark Teixeira. We've studied this music for years, and you know, we're so excited to play it for you, like Van Halen would do it live in the 70s.
And when is this happening?
February 16th at the Regent Theater in Arlington.
You and I, Sue, have to go.
Well, there's a few other people we need to bring.
Absolutely. We need to go to that.
Yeah, definitely. Just let me know. You guys are always welcome.
Awesome.
We'd love to. So just quickly, you can catch Tyler out on the road. He's going to be doing a bunch of stuff coming up. The first thing is next Sunday, October 21st. How come I can't find what I want in my notes when I want them? Oh, the Tune In and Tune Up All-Stars show at the Met in Providence. And then with the great Bob Margolin. In November, November 16th, 17th, and 18th, three shows on that leg of his tour, and we'll have you guys on the phone next month to talk about that. Thank you, Tyler Morris.
Woo-hoo.
That was a lot of fun. That was excellent.
Me.
You'll have to come back. We'll come see you in February for sure. But thank you for getting up so early. I know it's but this is my show.
I was flying drones in the morning. So
okay, well, very good.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you. It was really good to meet you, and much continued success. I love what you're doing.
Great stuff, dude.
All right, absolutely. So at 11:03 in the morning, coming up with something about the women with our friend Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hey.
What's happening with you?
Well, what's coming up here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, something about the women. And I haven't been on in a while because I've been on a whirlwind tour, like road trips the past 5 weeks, five weekends. So it's nice to actually wake up in my own bed on a Saturday. That's a new experience for me. Lots of good stuff, and I'm going to start the show. Sending out a big shout out to my good friend Ishi, who's listening.
Ishi?
Yes, Ishi.
Is she really?
Is she really? No, she's not really.
Okay.
It's a question I need to ask you, Ishi, here on Something About the Women. Mike, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of good stuff coming up, a lot of new music and good blues and country all kinds of good stuff.
Stick around for Something About the Women here at WMFO.
All righty, here we go. Won't You Take Me Too?
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
First, you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no. Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me. No, no. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my priority. Hey. I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, to the no, no, no.
All my ladies, listen
all
up.
My ladies.
If that boy ain't giving up. Lick your lips and swing your hips. Girl. All you gotta say is,
my name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
To the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
To the no, no, no.
I'm feeling untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable.
Oh yeah. Oh no. that is Meghan Trainor, and it's kind of my theme song. Everything is no. Okay, so no means no, people. Sending that one out to my lovely wife Cheryl. No. We also heard Cher. She's got a brand new album of all ABBA songs. And we heard Mamma Mia. I think it's kind of interesting. She does pretty much the exact same arrangements as the ABBA song. So, like, what's the point? But I love Cher. And there's lots of Cher auto-tuning. And it's just fun. And we started the show and the set, a dedication going out to my friend Ishi. We heard Funky Town, which is definitely the best song to dance to ever. So that brings us up to date here on Something About the Women. This is Sue. I'm so happy to be back in the squeaky chair with you all. I've been on a whirlwind 5 weeks in a row of road trips on the weekend, and I'm exhausted. But last weekend, I had the honor and privilege to be in Provincetown. I was in Provincetown from Sunday through this past Wednesday, and it's Women's Week. It's still Women's Week down there, and every year my wife and I, we get to go to the Women's Community Dinner put on by the Provincetown Women's Innkeepers, and we run the sound in exchange for a place to stay, which is awesome, and we got to stay at the very fabulous Ravenwood Guest House, which is really lovely, and I'm sure you would like it if you went down there. Our pals Diane and Val run Ravenwood right there on Commercial Street, and you know, if you're ever going to be in Provincetown, you should definitely check them out. And they were our very hospitable hosts for the past, for 4 days we were down there. And anyway, I'm going to play now some songs from artists that play at this community dinner. The way that this dinner works, it's on the Tuesday night of Women's Week every year. Next year is the 35th year, so make your plans now to be there because it's going to be great. But all the acts that are playing in town come and do a little showcase at this dinner at the Provincetown Inn. And this year, it was great. There are a lot of singers, different genres, and also comedians. And pretty much the tradition has been that the first person to go on, because as she says, I'm old and I need to go home and go to bed, Chris Williamson, yes, the Chris Williamson, comes and plays very first at the dinner. So that is always fun, and it was fun to talk to Chris and see her after all these years again. Anyway, I'm going to play some of the artists that we saw down there. And as I said, Women's Week is still going on. You could still get in your car and be there in time for tea dance, okay? So let's all get in our cars and go. Screw the weather. Just get in your car and go to Provincetown for the rest of Women's Week. All right, so a set of songs from some of the artists that played down there, starting with pretty much one of the founding mothers of women's music. Here's Chris Williamson, and she's actually singing a Jackson Brown song. What do you know?
Jamaica was the lovely one. I played her well. As we lay in the tall grass where the shadows fell, hiding from the children so they would not tell, we would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you will help me find tomorrow. The daughter of a captain on the rolling seas, she would stare across the water from the trees. And last time he was home, he held her on his knees and said the next time they would sail away just where they pleased. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until my ships can find the sea. Jamaica was a sweet young one. I loved her true. She was a comfort and a mercy through and through. Hiding from this world together, next thing I knew, we had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do? Jamaica said, to fit.
pink scarf and pearls. That's Thea's girl. She's smiling down on us all. We've had enough discrimination, but now it's time for jubilation. So thank you, Edie Windsor, shining brightly as the sun. Edie Windsor, she took on the Supreme Court. Oh yes, she took on the Supreme Court. You know, she took on the Supreme Court and she won.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it and teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. And if a shooting star goes by, I'll take that star and write, I love you, 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. So teach me tonight. A thousand times around.
One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. So
that is Suede, and Suede is performing tonight at the Crown and Anchor in Provincetown as part of Women's Week. She was there last night too. Great jazz vocalist, and she plays the trumpet, she plays the guitar, she's super fun. So get in your car and go to Provincetown right now and go see Suede tonight at the Crown and Anchor. Okay. Before Suede, we heard Zoe Lewis, who's also performing in town in Provincetown this week, doing her song Edie Windsor, about, of course, the woman who went to the Supreme Court and got us all marriage equality. So thanks, Edie Windsor. And Zoe Lewis is a lot of fun as well. She's sort of like, they call her a band in a box. She's got, you know, the vocals, and she plays guitar and ukulele and harmonica, and she sort of is very larger than life on stage and dancing around, and got a great upbeat personality. So Zoe Lewis. And then we also heard from Melissa Crispo, kind of a new person on the Women's Week scene, but her album Tomboy is out there, and I got a chance to talk with her a little bit, and she's coming to a town near you. I'm not sure where she's performing or if she's already done her shows in Provincetown, but I'm sure if you do the search for Women's Week Provincetown 2018, you could find the whole schedule. And we started that off with Chris Williamson doing Jamaica Say You Will, an old Jackson Brown tune done very nicely by Chris Williamson with her gorgeous voice. So that's my little Women's Week in Provincetown. Usually this week in October. So check it out next year if you can for the 35th annual. It is a lot of fun. I can personally vouch for that. It's 11:39 here on Something About the Women. Lots more to come. And what I try to do is, as I'm going about my life, listening to music in various places, checking things out, I sort of start making a little mental list of things I want to share with you. And since I haven't been on the air in so long, my mental list was very, very long, and I had to write it down. So we're going to hear some of those, actually a lot of those, and there's so many that I probably have to carry it over into my next show, which I think is in November sometime. So here we go with Sue's mental notes, and we'll start it off with something from Casey Musgraves, I believe.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid, and a car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on the TV grinning, wearing pistols in a hat. It's a kiddie show, and I'm a hero of a younger set. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm a queen in Kansas City, no thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star. Car. I got a big old Cadillac with talks of the good times we had. Was it me? Was it her? I don't know for sure. And that's why I'm feeling so bad. I play jazz when I am confused. Country whenever I lose. Bird saxophone, it just won't sound right. I feel like kitchen. I can work without bitching. I can watch without flinching. I've been a block or two.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
All right. That rounds out a set that included a lot of fun. It's 11:55 here at Something About the Women. You are, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue. This is Something About the Women. We just heard a great song from Amy Rigby called 20 Questions. I really loved that. I was actually playing harmonica along with it in the studio just for fun. We heard Motel Mirrors doing Things I Learned. And Sarah Borges, who's just amazing. If you haven't gone, just like check out all her albums. She's really fun and really great. We heard Get As Gone Can Get. And that's from her album Love's Middle Name. And the male vocals you heard there were Eric Roscoe Amble, who's also the producer on that album. We heard Sonny Sweeney doing an old Jerry Jeff Walker song, I Feel Like Hank Williams Tonight. And we started the set with something from a new album called King of the Road, tribute to Roger Miller. And we heard Casey Musgraves doing Kansas City Star on that album. That's a great album, too, if you want to check it out. It's a tribute to Roger Miller, all different folks singing his songs. So it's 11:56 and 24 seconds. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. It's always great to be back in the squeaky chair. I wanted to tell you, I forgot to mention something that's coming up, and I'm trying to find it. Yes, and I'm going to play, for some reason it was supposed to play and it didn't, but next Saturday night, Sonia from Disappear Fear, who's been on this show a number of times and who's just great and great energy, and she's been so gracious to me over the years, she's going to be playing in Charlton, Massachusetts, which is sort of out on the pike, I don't know, about 50 miles west of Boston, I would say, 50, 60 miles, at the Threads of Resistance Quilt Exhibition at 12 Stafford Street in Charlton. And that is a reception from 1 to 4, again, next Saturday. And this quilt, this resistance, Threads of Resistance quilt, is on display there at the Charlton Sewing Center. That's where this thing is happening. And I guess Sonia... and her music inspired part of the quilt, and she's honored to be at the reception and perform as part of this important event to bring people together for peace. So check out Sonia from Disappear Fear next Saturday out in Charlton, Massachusetts, at the Threads of Resistance Quilt Exhibition at the Charlton Sewing Center. All right, and I'll play some Sonia later on. As I said, I had added it to the set list here, and somehow it dropped out. So we'll get to it, I promise. In fact, you know what? Let's just do it right now, shall we? Okay, let's. All right, here's some Sonia.
See them again. See them as the victims of their broken hearts. No, you're not so different. And you cry on the hill. A memory in a house of fear. Close the door, it's half your size. Best to be on the other side and out of there.